Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go, baby. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Oh, what a glorious Friday. Chris Chime, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michael Mutnanski. I am wonderful today. It is a beautiful Friday. I am ready to play golf, draft fantasy football players this weekend, and watch the Patriots offense be awful tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking at the leaderboard for the Tour Championship. My top pick, Corey Connors. Let me just see. Let me just look down.
Gotta DFL, scroll a little bit.
Dead freaking last. 4 over yesterday, Sean. Feeling good about the golf podcast we have here after that.
To be fair, though, you also were in on Matt Fitzpatrick at the very last minute, and if you're playing without the strokes beforehand, Matt Fitzpatrick in first place, and if you're playing with the strokes, he's in third. So good job by you.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well. Once I got to a state where you can live, you can bet, I ended up taking Connors and Fitz as some flyers to be first-round leader. And so Fitz, I had to split that with Neiman, so you don't get the full payout. You get half because Neiman also tied for the lead at 600 par. So that's – but I feel like these Connors bets are DOA. So we're going to need a lot of Fitz here this weekend, Shine. We'll get to the golf here in a second. Did we give out official Red Sox picks last night, or were those unofficial Red Sox picks?
Unofficial, and they hit, so there you go. Good job by us.
It's the Red Sox and the Rays tonight as they open up this homestand, wrap up this homestand, and crawl towards the finish line. It is Michael Wacha. It is an opener, JT Chigrot for the Rays. He's expected to just pitch an inning or two, so I don't really know who's pitching for the Rays. And my initial thought tonight, Chime, is how good Wacha has pitched was immediately – I want to bet the under 9 runs, and everyone else feels the same. It's already been bet down to minus 120. So my thought was, from a game standpoint, under 9 runs, what stood out to you?
I was looking at Wacha props. I wanted to get outs recorded, but it's actually currently not listed. So I think I'm actually going to go with the Wacha strikeouts. Wacha over 4.5 strikeouts is currently even money. I think Wacha, as you said, he's been awesome as of late.
Yeah.
I think he continues that. If the Red Sox are going to stop their losing streak, it's going to be tonight. So I guess if you feel that way, you could bet the Red Sox money line, but they're minus 125, so I don't even feel like I'm getting enough value there for a team that's just lost 3 in a row. So I'm going to lean on Michael Wacha over 4.5 strikeouts at even money.
Yep, so you'll be on walks. Both basically Wacha thoughts. And by the way, the Rays offense is not great. We've seen the Red Sox offense is really, really, really not good. So I don't love the minus 120, but I'm willing to pay the price there. Because I don't see anything else. I don't see any great Rays props against Wacha. And because who knows how the Rays will employ pitchers after the starter tonight. I'm not super confident in a lot of prop bets against the Rays either.
Yeah, I'm with you here. I think focusing our bets on Wacha is the smart play.
All right. Sounds like, Shine, from all indications that the Patriots are not going to play their starters very much. Reading Mike Reese this morning, he said Mac Jones and company expected to play minimal time. So I don't think we're going to see much action tonight. You've already bet this game, though, Shine. So explain to the people how you bet this game already days ago before we had any idea what it was going to be from the starter standpoint. That's how confident you were in this this bet.
Yeah, last Thursday when I was betting golf while I was driving through Virginia, because it's legal to do that in Virginia, I was betting on my golf, and then I said, oh, you know what? Let me get to the Patriots-Raiders in case I don't have time to shoot up to New Hampshire next week. Bet Patriots-Raiders. I bet Raiders minus one. Josh McDaniels, since his time in Denver, he doesn't lose preseason games. He's a hardo about it. He wants to win every game, even the ones that don't matter. And so he'll play his starters a little longer than the Patriots may tonight. And so I am very much in belief that the Raiders, A, they're a better team, and B, the better players will play longer. Therefore, the Raiders will win this game. And so I'll lay the 1 point instead of taking the money line at minus 110. So I'm fine with that. I'm laying the Raiders all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Has that line moved since you bet it, Sean?
I think it moved to half a point. When I bet it in Virginia, it was 1.5. It is now 1.
Okay. I would be with you. And it's not even like...
This Patriots O-line stinks, by the way. They're...
Well, okay. Let's talk through this for a second.
Okay.
So I was going to say, you know, the Patriots offense leaves a lot to be desired. I will say the guy who's gotten some buzz is Bailey Zappe. And won't he play most of the game? Brian Hoyer's not going to play. Mac's not going to play. If they like Zappe, is there a chance they let him sort of run around and just make throws? The guy's got a cannon. I've seen in camp so far.
Yeah. I mean, Zappe, to his credit, has actually played pretty well. So far in the preseason, I think he's actually been a little bit better than what people.
Did you hold on? Can I confirm that you think that Zappe is better than Mac Jones?
No. I'm not going to say that. I love Bailey Zappe, but as of right now, I'm not going to be that jerk that says that. No. But would you like to know the Raiders' last three games? 27-11, 26-20, 15-13. They win. They just win.
Yeah.
They win every game.
Yeah.
They win every game, whether it's Jarrett Stidham at quarterback, Nick Mullins at quarterback. They traded Nick Mullins. So whether it's Jarrett Stidham or Derek Carr, it doesn't matter. The Raiders are going to win this game. They are the better team. The offensive line for the Patriots stinks. They're not going to be able to score anyway, so who cares?
All right, so I think you sort of talked me into it. It's an 8:15 game. Do I get an ESPN game tonight?
Let me check. I'm not sure if it's an ESPN game.
An 8:15 start. I'm having a little bit of an internet issue right now, so if you can look at it. I figured 8:15, maybe that's a national broadcast.
I don't believe it is
NFL
a national
network.
Broadcast, no.
That's for the Raiders. Raiders, over the Patriots, and then we'll get to a lot more Patriots breakdown next week. You and I have family listening to the podcast. We are holding hands on this. We are both under the 8.5 wins. We actually talk about this on BetQL weekend later today. Sort of like a believe it or not segment from the preseason chime, and because my big thing going in was the Patriots aren't going to win 8.5 games. They're not going to be very good this year. You know, do I believe that now after a training camp? Yeah, I sure do. Nothing made me feel better about them. The offensive line, as you said, is not very good. Mac has been frustrated. It's still even Matt Patricia calling plays. Their secondary got torched by an actual receiving core in the Raiders this week in practice. So I do believe, yes, the Patriots are under 8.5, and I have very little faith they're going to have a playoff run this year.
Yeah, I actually made the announcement this morning on the morning show. We were doing a little Hammer the Shine betting for the weekend, a little college football, a little baseball, or a little football, and then I also threw in my Patriots future bet of the under 8.5, which is currently right now at even money to get under 8.5.
Oh,
it's literally stealing cash, in my opinion. And I told them, I said, for all the people in the Twitch chat and on the text line who think I'm an idiot for wanting to bet against the Patriots, you dweebs can go ahead and fade me. And when you lose, you can cry about it, and then I will donate all my winnings to the Jimmy Fund. And if I'm wrong, you can go ahead and donate your funds to the Jimmy winnings to the Jimmy Fund, because that's the kind of people we are here. And so I said, that's my plan. For all the money I win because the Patriots stink this year, I'm just going to donate to the Jimmy Fund so that money actually goes somewhere where somebody's going to actually make something of it, because clearly the Patriots aren't going to make anything of this season.
Look at you. Look at you. But just, you give winners and you give to charity, Sean.
You're damn right.
Yeah, this is, people call you an angry man on social media. I don't get it. It's a nice guy giving away money.
Doing what I can here, Mutt. You know, one step at a time.
You mentioned college football. Do you have any college football bets? I will admit, the college football is not a sport that I bet. I bet much more baseball than I even do college football. So what college football picks did you give people today?
So Wiggy asked me to pick a specific game for the show, so I did. But then there was another game that I actually have conviction on, because you'll appreciate this. Mutt, what school that both of you and I have attended at one point or another stinks at football?
That'd be University of Connecticut, Chris Schein.
That would be correct, Michael Matanetsky. And this week they are at Utah State, and Utah State is favored by 26.5, and I am laying all 26.5 points against the University of Connecticut.
I have high hopes for UConn football, because I think Jim Mora will, you know, be there for 4 or 5 years, and he'll resettle the program. But you can't be super confident when the longtime defensive coordinator, who they kept in the staff, Schein, just announced like 2 days ago he's taking a leave of absence.
Yeah.
So not good. And if people really want to laugh, you think the Patriots coordinator thing is embarrassing, go look at Jim Moore saying the coaches as a team on the headset are going to call the defenses. And the quotes are, sometimes he might call plays. It'll sound crazy, but we know what we're doing. So they're going a coordinator by committee in Storrs, Connecticut, which is not great.
Nope. No, it is not.
They also have no talent. At least he's going to recruit talent there at some point, but not right now.
Correct.
I was here trackside in upstate New York, so I was busy watching my kids teach them how to bet $2 a race, to watch my son picking more winners than I did yesterday. So I was watching the golf on my phone, and like I said, Corey Connors, I knew right away, he bogeyed two of the first three. I knew we were in trouble. Fitz made that great run. And as we said yesterday, I know Scheffler had a good day, but it's not just the guys who started with low scores that you should be interested in. Like Joaquin Neiman, 6-under yesterday. JT Poston, 5-under. He's all of a sudden tied for 14th. You don't have to be a big name to be great in this tournament. So people should not be afraid this weekend to be live betting on some of these guys, Schein, for what they did yesterday. I know Scheffler, with the stroke advantage he started with, has a 5-shot lead.
Yep.
But you're not betting it with strokes, folks. You can bet it against strokes. And that, it's sort of irrelevant. And I also point out, Schein, that if you get to Sunday and he has some monster lead, you can definitely bet some other people, because he may play conservative knowing that he's about to win $18 million.
Yeah, 100% agree. And that's kind of my plan here. I'm not going to place any bets today. I may place one bet just because I like the round matchups. I'm hoping Sam Burns has a big second day here. They currently have him squared up against Aaron Wise, who had a pretty good day one. But I'm not convinced we'll have the same day two here. So I may dip back in on my guy Sam Burns today in a matchup against Aaron Wise.
Are you feeling any regrets on fading your boy Colin Morikawa, who shot 400 yesterday?
Nope, because as we saw last weekend, all it takes is one quintuple bogey, and his weekend is over. So I am just waiting for that to happen come Saturday or Sunday, and then my guy Billy Ho will just slowly slide into the lead, going 2 or 3 under every single day.
It should be a fun weekend. As you said, college football week. I mean, it's much bigger around the country. It doesn't register in the Northeast. And I'm part of that, by the way. I have very little excitement for the beginning of the college football season. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm going to be betting it that heavily. But I want to be good. I want UConn to be good. I want Northeast teams to be good. But it's week zero. We got the golf. We got football, less than 2 weeks away now, which is unbelievable. And we got the Travis tomorrow, which I can't wait for. So subscribe to the podcast, folks, on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, and, of course, on the Odyssey app, Schein. BetQL Boston on Twitter. Anything else for the people as we go to the weekend? You said fantasy draft this weekend?
Yes, I have fantasy football draft tomorrow.
Whoa. What pick do you have?
I have the second overall pick.
Second overall pick? Do we know if so? McCaffrey's there, you're taking McCaffrey, correct?
Yeah, so I know for a fact the first overall pick will be Jonathan Taylor. I have been really debating between McCaffrey or just going super safe and still really good with Justin Jefferson. But I am leaning McCaffrey.
Is it a full PPR league?
It is, in fact, a full PPR league.
So you cut out there. Who's going first?
Jonathan Taylor is absolutely going first overall. So currently I'm deciding between Christian McCaffrey and Justin Jefferson.
I say McCaffrey. Carter, McCaffrey or Justin Jefferson, number two?
McCaffrey.
My Carter says McCaffrey
as well. If Carter says McCaffrey, I'm going McCaffrey. Scared money don't make money, Mutt. That's what they say.
All right, Schein. Good luck with the golf. Good luck with your fantasy draft. Who would you take, Bennett, Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey, the number two pick?
If it was on stats, I would take Justin Jefferson.
Oh, it is on stats. Fantasy football's on stats, yes. So you take Justin Jefferson.
If it was just for things, I would take CMC. So I think
Oh, see, now Bennett says JJ. Now you're torn. You got 2 minutes. So you got to really sweat this out, Sean, between now and tomorrow.
Yeah,
put the research in.
It's all right. I'll figure it out by then. I have faith.
Oh, you made it, Sean. What a week you had. We'll talk tomorrow morning, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Can't wait. I'll talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.